races. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Primary season is in full swing ahead of the upcoming November midterms, and Republicans are hoping to regain political control of Congress. Kentucky Republican Congressman Andy Barr on NBC's Meet the Press.
Republicans are going to win landslide elections. Joe Biden has done such a poor job, and congressional Democrats have failed the American people on the economy, crime, and the border.
Meanwhile, President Biden recently signed the Inflation Reduction Act, considered a win for Democrats that will tackle health care costs, taxes, and clean energy. Meanwhile, at least 21 people were killed in a siege that took place in a hotel in Somalia for nearly 30 hours.
With the continued threat of terrorism in Somalia, the United States routinely operates against al-Shabaab in the country. Earlier this month, the Americans carried out three separate drone strikes against the group, killing a reported 13 militants. In May, President Biden redeployed hundreds of American troops to Somalia to help the local military with their efforts to fight al-Shabaab. Now, following that hotel attack in Somalia over the weekend, it's important to remember that al-Shabaab is now operating and attacking in neighboring Ethiopia.
Fox's Trey Yingst. And nearly 6 months after Russia invaded Ukraine, the country gears up to celebrate two national holidays this week.
The Ukrainian Independence Day is on Wednesday. The day before that, Tuesday, is Flag Day. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledged the very real likelihood of new possible attacks.
We must be aware that this week Russia may try to do something particularly disgusting, something cruel.
There will be no military parade this year, and Ukrainians are even told to stay home and avoid large gatherings. But leading up to Independence Day, the capital's main street is lined with destroyed Russian tanks. As the crowds walk through the city center, there is a deep sense of pride and gratitude for the troops that are protecting the border.
Fox's Alex Hogan. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Indiana State University announced Sunday that three students died in a single vehicle accident. Fox's Ann Carrick tells us more.
A release from the university's athletic department indicates five people were in the vehicle when it crashed, including several football players. Police were working to identify the three who died. The Vigo County Sheriff reports the crash happened near 1:30 a.m. Sunday in Riley, Indiana, about 10 miles from the university's Terre Haute campus. The vehicle reportedly left the roadway and hit a tree. When deputies arrived, it was on fire. The sheriff says two passengers were freed from the vehicle and treated for serious injuries. The driver and two other passengers were pronounced dead at the scene. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Meanwhile, a disturbance at the Kentucky State Fair Saturday night, with some people telling local media that they heard gunshots.
The Kentucky State Fair did say that they were made aware of a situation, and they said that the Kentucky State Police are helping them investigate and that they immediately went to work to make sure the area was secure and, just as a precaution, started doing a soft close of the fair.
That's Fox Louisville affiliate WDRB's Dakota Sherrick reporting. Kentucky State Police said they made several arrests, but they have yet to release any names. No injuries were reported, but an investigation is ongoing. The Kentucky State Fair, which began Thursday, is an annual multi-day event held at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Plus, 78-year-old actor Gary Busey faces charges of criminal sexual contact and harassment related to incidents that allegedly occurred at a horror film fan convention in New Jersey.
He's facing sex offense charges that allegedly occurred during the annual Monster Mania convention in New Jersey last weekend. Busey was attending the event. The 78-year-old actor is best known for his Oscar-nominated role in the 1978 movie The Buddy Holly Story.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.